There you go. That sound you hear is Herman Cain reassessing his campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Translation. Never can be good.
Any checks that are pending, we're going to get those returned, and any bills that are outstanding, we're going to get those paid, and then we're done.
Yeah, if you staffers want to go ahead and be seeking out positions with other candidates, then that'll be fine. He was supposed to have a dinner with a whole bunch of media bigwigs later this week. That's been canceled.
So yeah.
I think the assessment will be done pretty quickly here. Let's see. So that means we can now turn our attention to other candidates. Folks over at
there'll be more room on the stage, more elbow room. Now,
there will
be. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I guess, and then now they can have pizza in the break room, which, right, without offending anybody.
That's right. They can order any kind they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Folks at Gallup have released another measure of the GOP presidential race. This one, what they are doing is they are measuring what it calls positive intensity. Okay. Positive intensity. The positive intensity number is the percentage of Republicans and Republican leaners with a strongly favorable opinion of a candidate minus those with a strongly unfavorable opinion. So it sounds like they're taking all the bad out and just giving us the good. If that's the case, Nudipu has a 20-9 lead over Mitt Romney.
Oh, how about that?
Which, again, because of the kinds of things that he says, he will engender strong support, whereas Mitt Romney has pretty much been vanilla middle of the road for a long time.
Yeah.
So that's not going to engender any strong support, you wouldn't think. But also worth noting, Rick Perry, Michelle Bachmann, and Herman Cain all had very high positive intensity numbers in the past few weeks as well. So again, their people are really behind them. That's why we continue to call Mitt Romney everybody's second choice.
Right.
And this, I guess, would tend to prove that out a little bit. Governor of a large state that borders Mexico.
Arizona?
Or near it.
New Mexico?
Yeah. Yesterday made two fox paws. What did they call that the other day in Congress?
Faux pas.
Made a couple of faux pas. At a New Hampshire town hall yesterday, he asked all the college students in attendance to vote for him in 2012, provided they're 21. Legal voting age is 18. And
he almost got it right.
He did. And the same said governor also asked that supporters cast their vote for him on November 12th. The election is November 6th. His camp said he misspoke.
Mm.
Misspoke. So there we go. Mitt Romney with Brett Baer yesterday. They had
howdy doody.
Well, yeah, they had a kind of it was a little bit pushy, as a matter of fact. At one point, I happened to see part of it. At one point, Romney goes, "This is really a different kind of interview." Which I don't
what was
know.
He expecting? Favorite color?
I think so. Yeah, you know,
walks on the beach with puppies.
Feel good moment. Anyway, he said he's not a flip flopper, basically. You know, it's interesting, we were talking about this morning, he has not been on any of the Sunday shows.
Oh, Mitt Romney had?
How does that work? I mean, how can you do that? How can you be the front runner of one of the major political parties, two major political parties in this country, and not have been on the Sunday shows?
Maybe he hasn't needed to.
Yeah, could be.
Well, if the Sunday shows ask, I mean, the only reason I ask that is because with the field so large, are they in a situation to where they, you know, an equal time type of thing?
Well,
and
certainly,
until people start to drift off, they got to ask all eight of them or something.
Have to clear the field a little bit.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
That very well could be.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Bill Flores in about an hour. Busy up there. Lots of things they need to be doing. Right now the focus is over in the Senate where they're having this question about the payroll tax cut. Now, you had a story this morning also about unemployment in the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
That they're discussing whether or not they're going to extend that to, what is it, 99 weeks? Is that right?
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a six-week extension.
I got you.
And if you qualify, you could go up to 99 weeks without a job and you still get paid.
Yeah. I want to explain. I'm not necessarily complaining because I'm a small businessman, but I can remember when my TWC check was itty-bitty. And It's a lot more now. Mm-hmm. I mean, by a factor of, I don't know, probably five times what it used to be.
Ooh.
And it doesn't affect me that much. I mean, I can pay that. But for somebody who was paying a sizable amount before, they've had the same thing happen to them. Unemployment in Texas, Texas Workforce Commission checks are a lot bigger than they used to be. And again, to say it as we often do, we're better off in Texas than a whole lot of states. But that's why there are many states, Illinois leading the pack, that are just plain upside down. I mean, they are underwater. And some liberal groups are worried that President Obama will bend to pressure from many high-ranking Catholic Church officials and allow Catholic hospitals and clinics to bow out of the upcoming health insurance regulations that would mandate coverage for contraceptives and so-called morning-after pills. This all is supposed to go into effect January 1 of 2013. The president has met with the Archbishop, who is president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and his name is Timothy Dolan. Dolan calls the birth control mandate an unprecedented attack on religious liberty. White House says the president is weighing that situation. So there'll be people watching that. And I didn't hear the entire story, but apparently police cracking down in L.A. this morning and last night in the Occupy there. Hundreds of people have been arrested, it appears, in Los Angeles. I think they also did the same kind of thing in Philadelphia. They're getting them cleared out. They asked them to go nicely, and they wouldn't do it. And so says here, dozens of officers in riot gear flooded down the steps of the Los Angeles City Hall just after midnight and started dismantling the two-month-old camp. So, oh, they had a deadline 2 days from now. This is, after a deadline had passed 2 days ago, and they didn't leave.
You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, that's, and again, gave them fair warning, I would say. We'll probably have more about that from Fox at 7 o'clock. It's 6:47 right now.